16 September 2020 as follows. The Standing Committee on Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, having considered the subject of the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill B14D of 2017, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 217, confers on the Western Cape's delegation in the NCOP the authority to support the bill. The committee further proposes the following amendments. Number one, general. The text of the amendment bill contains numerous language and grammatical errors. It is submitted that the legal editors of the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor review the amendment bill and edit it accordingly. It is further submitted that due to the complex nature of the amendment bill, the submissions made in this report should be debated with the National Department of Environment, Forests and Fisheries, the National Department, to identify any potential unintended consequences and address possible consequential amendments that may be required to the other provisions of the principal acts and relevant subordinate legislation. It is further submitted that while it is noted that the legislative review of NEMA does go some way in providing clarity on cooperative governance at national, provincial and municipal spheres, what needs to be addressed is how the proposed amendments will empower provincial and local governments to develop protocols which will further integrate functions that would serve to eliminate red tape and facilitate the ease of doing business. Point two, long title. It is 2.1. It is submitted that the word "the" be inserted in line 32 on page 3 before the words Director General of the Department Responsible for Mineral Resources, and also before the word Municipal Manager in the same line. 2.2. It is further submitted that the long title be reviewed to ensure that all the revisions to the provincial to the provisions contained in earlier B version of the amendment bill are captured accurately. Proposed amendments supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point three, clause one, definition of financial provision. 3.1, definition financial provision. It appears that the definition of financial provision and the enabling provisions proposed in sections 24P and 24PA of the amendment bill may be limiting insofar as it refers to listed or specified activities. It is submitted that in the definition of financial provision and the enabling provisions in sections 24P and 24PA of the amendment bill is limited to listed and specified activities, then the definition of financial provision and sections 24P and 24PA should be amended to enable the requirement for financial provision to apply more broadly. The National Department, in providing written comments to the committee in reply to the written submissions received by the committee from stakeholders, supported the comment and agreed that the above challenge must be addressed. 3.2. Definition of progressive rehabilitation. The definition of financial provision refers to the amount which is to be provided in terms of this act, guaranteeing the availability of sufficient funds to undertake progressive rehabilitation and decommissioning. The term is used in the new proposed section 24P3 of National Environmental Management Act. 1998 Act 107 of 1998, NEMA. NEMA, as well as the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act of 2002, Act 28 of 2002 between brackets, does not contain a definition or description for the phrase progressive rehabilitation. It is submitted that the definition for progressive rehabilitation be added to the draft financial provisioning regulations of 2019, and in order to accommodate section 24P, that the same definition be introduced into the amendment bill. Proposed amendment supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 3.3, mechanism to ensure the safeguarding of financial provision. It is submitted that a mechanism must be provided for in NEMA, that will ensure that the financial provision is safeguarded against being paid out, whether in the case of the insolvency of a mine or any other circumstance. It is therefore further submitted that a financial provision may only be disbursed once the prior consent of the competent authority has been obtained. Point 4, Clause 1, Definition Mitigate. The proposed definition of mitigate is too narrow. It should be in line with the principle of mitigation hierarchy and include avoidance as well as to remediate, rehabilitate, and offset. It is submitted that the definition should be amended to means to avoid or where the impact cannot be altogether avoided, alleviate, reduce, or make less severe, remediate, rehabilitate, or offset. Point 5. Clause 1, definition for rehabilitate. The proposed definition of rehabilitate should be expanded to also cover the end use of facilities and not only land. The definition should therefore be reconsidered and redrafted. It is submitted that the draft definition should be redrafted to read as follows. Rehabilitate means to restore to the approved end use of land or facilities. Point 6, Clause 1, Definition Remediate. It is submitted that should the proposed amendment to the definition of mitigate be accepted, i.e. to include a reference to offset, the definition of remediate is supported. Point 7, Clause 1, Definition Latent Environmental Impacts. It is submitted that the text be reworded as follows. Latent environmental impacts means impacts which are existing, but which have not developed yet, or which have not manifested yet, or which are dormant. The proposed amendment supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 8. Clause 2, Section 2 of NEMA. In principle, the amendment directed at advancing and promoting the full participation of Black professionals in the environmental sector is supported. It is not clear, however, why other previously disadvantaged individuals are not also included. It is submitted that participation of previously disadvantaged persons, in addition to Black professionals, should also be advanced and promoted. It is further submitted that participation should be clearly obligatory. In this regard, it is submitted that the words must be inserted on page 6, line 32, before the word promoted. The proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Clause 4, C and D. Proposed new section 24C2B and 24C3. Currently, when dealing with applications for environmental authorizations in terms of the NEMA, section 24C3 of NEMA does not allow the minister and an MSC to agree that applications for activities contemplated in section 24C2B, i.e. activities related to matters declared as a national priority, may be dealt with by a MSC. The current wording of section 24C3 is problematic for the following respects. A, while we support the principle that certain matters must be regarded as national priorities, the practical application of the criteria determining the listing of national priorities must be specific, transparent, and reasonable. Vague and indiscriminate application for example, referring to types of development without any reference to location, scale, or effect must be avoided. B, the notion that only national government is competent to make decisions on matters declared national priorities is flawed. In this regard, it is admitted that criteria must be developed to objectively determine the instances in which provinces do not possess the required competency or capacity to make decisions on matters of national priority. C, the declaration of certain matters as national priorities as envisaged will be done unilaterally. This is not conducive to improving the effectiveness of environmental management, particularly taking into account that the functional area of environment is, in terms of Schedule 4 of the Constitution, a concurrent national and provincial legislative competence. Point D, the application of the principle of subsidiarity must be adhered to, i.e. delivering services including regulation decision-making at the lowest level closest to the community to be served. Although the current proposed amendment at least allows for a potential agreement in terms of Section 24C3, in instances where the minister is the competent authority for activities related to a national priority is supported, it is not the preferred option because it does not provide clear guidance as to how and in what circumstances a MEC may be identified as a competent authority in matters regarded as a national priority. It is submitted that the preferred option is that Section 24C2B of NEMA is deleted and the existing Section 24C, together with an agreed set of criteria considered essential in managing matters of national priority, must be used to reach an agreement between the minister and the MEC in order for the minister to become the competent authority in certain instances. It is further submitted that the application of such criteria, combined with the current wording of Section 24C3, is a more appropriate cooperative governance and transparent mechanism to allocate national priority matters to the national minister in specific cases. Point 10, Clause 4D, proposal for new Section 24C13. Although the proposed new Section 24C13 is supported, it is admitted that it may not be practical and appropriate in all instances. For example, the information required in terms of an application for an environmental authorization in terms of NEMA may not cover all the technical information required for an application for water use license in terms of the National Water Act of 1998, Act 36 of 1998. The latter application's information requirements may delay the processing of the former. Although the issuing of an integrated authorization should be encouraged, it is submitted that it should not be mandatory, as it may not be practical and appropriate in all circumstances. The reference to must should therefore be changed to may to allow the competent authority discretion in this regard. It is further not clear what the repercussions, if any, would be if an integrated authorization is not issued. If an integrated authorization cannot be issued, the alignment of processes as far as may practically be possible should be ensured. Furthermore, the proposed new subsection 13 provides that an integrated decision must be issued in accordance with Section 24L of the NEMA. Section 24L1 provides for the issuing of an integrated environmental authorization. It is therefore submitted that the words integrated decision in the proposed new subsection 13 is substituted with the words integrated environmental authorization as defined in Section 1 of NEMA. Integrated decision is not a defined term. It is submitted that the defined term integrated environmental authorization should be used consistently in subsection 13. The issue of rationalization and alignment of processes should also be considered and included as part of the national NEMA/SEMA rationalization project. It is submitted that the proposed new section 24C13 should be included as follows. If the competent authority or licensing authority contemplated in subsections 11 or 12 is the same authority that considers and decides the application for an environmental authorization under this specific act and the application under a specific Environmental Management Act, an integrated environmental authorization may be issued in accordance with section 24L of this act. Point 11. Clause 5, section 24G of NEMA, new proposed subsection 24G1, C, Roman II, Roman AA, G, double D, and 24G1C, Roman II, double A, G, double E. It is admitted that the environmental management program requirements should be a separate requirement and not included as part of section 24G1CII, report directive. The requirements to compile an environmental management program should be a separate requirement captured in a new and separate provision under section 24G. Therefore, it is admitted that clause 5C read as follows. The minister responsible for mineral resources or MEC concerned, as the case may be, comma, point AA, may, instead of must, direct the application to Roman numerals VIIG, compile a report containing Roman or lowercase cc point capital CC, a description of mitigating measures undertaken or to be undertaken in respect of the consequences for or impacts on the environment of the activity, and point lowercase d, double d, uppercase double d, a description of the public participation process followed during the course of compiling the report, including all comments received from the interested and affected parties, and an indication of how the issues raised have been addressed, underlined, if applicable, and then point lowercase double E, an environmental management program, or underlined H, undertake public participation as prescribed, and then lowercase V, III point BB, may direct the applicant to provide such other information or undertake such further studies as the minister responsible for mineral resources or MEC, as the case may be, may deem necessary, and underline point CC, may direct the applicant to compile an environmental management program. The proposed amendment was supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 12, Clause 5, Section 24G. Consideration should be given on how to deal with a situation where an air emissions activity listed in terms of the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act of 2004, Act 39 of 2004, NEM ACWA, as well as the associated listing activity in terms of NEMA, unlawfully commenced. It is submitted that only an application in terms of Section 22A of NEM ACWA is required. If such unlawful commencement relates to an air emissions facility, this is proposed to prevent a duplication of the approvals that are required and the subsequent issuing of duplicate fines for an air emissions facility. Point 12.2. It is submitted that a provision should be included to provide for the closure and lapsing of a Section 24G application as a result of the applicant's failure to submit outstanding information required to process the application. Currently, there is no provision or mechanism for a competent authority to close an application or for the application to lapse after the expiry of a certain period because of the applicant failing to submit the requisite information. This results in pending applications with no final outcome, which is problematic because an application, when no further action is of processing the application can be taken by the competent authority, is not capable of finalization. The situation is further exacerbated by the applicant not withdrawing the application. Thus, an endpoint to the application is not reached and the application remains in limbo. Added to this concern is the potential for the incorrect reporting of the Section 24G fines as a contingent asset amount of outstanding fines in respect of fines that have not been paid and in all likelihood will not be paid by an applicant. From an administrative perspective, a closure mechanism is therefore crucial from both contingent asset and application finalization perspective. It is therefore submitted that Section 24G be amended by the insertion of the following section. 1B1, failure to submit a report or other information as directed or requested in terms of subsection 1CAAG or 1CBB within 6 months will result in the lapsing of the application. Subsection 1 does not apply where a request for extension has been communicated to the competent authority in writing and accepted by the competent authority. Point 12.3. It is not clear from the current wording of Section 24G3 where the rehabilitation under Section 24G3 and 24G3A and B includes the power to direct the demolition or removal of any structure or infrastructure erected, constructed or developed during the commencement of the listed activity or waste management activity. It is submitted that Section 24G3 of NEMA must be expanded to include a paragraph C to read as follows. Demolish and remove at the cost of the applicant any infrastructure or structure constructed or erected or developed in respect of the listed or specified activity or waste management activity. Point 13, Clause 5, Section 24G1. Currently, Section 24G1 provides that the relevant authorities may direct the applicant to. Currently, there is no option to request an applicant to do something to ensure administrative completeness. For example, in a situation where an applicant failed to sign an application form or attach a public participation report, it is therefore submitted that the words request or are inserted before the word direct in Section 24G1. This will allow a competent authority the flexibility to request an applicant to address an administrative requirement other than by issuing a directive. It is further submitted that provision should be made for circumstances in which a landowner did not commence unlawfully with a listed activity, but who subsequently becomes the owner of the property. In these circumstances, the landowner should be able to pay an administrative fee instead of an administrative fine, as the new landowner did not contravene NEMA. It is therefore submitted that Section 24G1 of NEMA is further amended as follows. The Minister responsible for mineral resources or MSC concerned, as the case may be, may request or direct the applicant to. It is further submitted that a clause be inserted stating that the financial liability for any rehabilitation measures must remain the responsibility of the person who unlawfully undertook the listed activity. Point 14, Clause 7, Section 24, 2402. Environment is a functional area of municipal competence, and municipalities administer activities related to the environment. The minister or MEC should therefore consult municipalities before making a decision. In its current form, the clause may be interpreted to exclude municipalities. It is admitted that the new proposed section 2402 is redrafted to read as follows. The minister responsible for mineral resources or an MEC or an environmental assessment practitioner must consult with every state department, organ of state, that administers a law related to a matter affecting the environment when such minister, the minister responsible for mineral resources or an MEC, considers an application for an environmental authorization. Consequential amendments to section 2402A and 2403 may further be required. Point 15, clause 8, section 24P of NEMA. 15.1. It is admitted that the word is on page 10 in line 25 be substituted with the word must. This will ensure that and clarify that the provision is mandatory. It is submitted that the clause must be redrafted to read as follows. When prescribed, the applicant holder of an environmental authorization, holder or holder of an old order right must provide financial provision. Proposed amendment supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 15.2. It is submitted that the new proposed section 24P must be further amended to provide for more broadly financial provision rather than financial provision only in relation to remediation of environmental damage. It is further submitted that the section heading be amended to read financial provision, and that the reference to the words for remediation of environmental damage be deleted. Point 15.3. The expression post-closure in clause 8 is not defined in NEMA or the draft financial provision for the rehabilitation, closure, and post-closure of prospecting, exploration, mining, or production operations of 2015. Point 15.4. Clause 8, in the new proposed section 24P4, further refers to a holder of an environmental authorization, holder or holder of an old order right. It is not clear why this distinction is being made. This may lead to issues of interpretation and should be reconsidered. To assist with clarification, it is submitted that it should be clarified that old order right refers to a mining-related approval. In addition, there appears to be a comma instead of the word or between holder and holder on page 10, line 25. It is submitted that the comma should be deleted and substituted with the word or. See the submission in terms of 15.1 above. Point 16. Clause 8, section 24P8. It is not clear to what extent this assessment or review process would be open to interested and affected parties, if at all. It is submitted that interested and affected parties must be informed of and be allowed to participate in the process. The new proposed section 24P8 provides that the minister responsible for mineral resources or the MEC is not satisfied with a determination or review of the financial provision, he or she may appoint an independent person to conduct an assessment of the determination or review. The new proposed section 24P3 requires, where prescribed, an applicant must, before the competent authority issues an environmental authorization, determine the financial provision. Section 23P3, however, does not provide for the review of the financial liability. It is submitted that Section 24P3 is further amended to align with Section 24P8 in terms of the review of financial provision. It is submitted that a new subclause must be drafted that enables a review to take place. The amended bill should therefore include the following reworded Section 24P2. The minister, in concurrence with the minister, may prescribe A, instances for which financial provision must be determined and provided for listed or specified activities, and B, reviews of the financial provision as determined in paragraph A. The National Department agreed that further amendment to the bill is required to make provision for a review of the financial provision in Section 24P. Point 17, Clause 8, Section 24P10. In the new proposed Section 24P10, the word shall is used. The principal text of NEMA does not use this word. It is submitted that the word shall be substituted with the word must. Point 18, Clause 8 and 9, Section 24P and 24PA of NEMA. The concern raised in terms of the definition of financial provision in points 3.1 above has reference in that it appears that the definition of financial provision and the enabling provisions proposed in sections 24P and 24PA of NEMA may be limiting insofar as it refers to listed or specified activities. It is therefore submitted that if the enabling provisions are limited to listed and specified activities, Section 24P and 24PA of NEMA, as proposed in the amendment bill, should be amended to enable the requirement of for financial provision to apply more broadly. The proposed amendment, supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 19. It is submitted that Section 28(2) should be amended to expressly provide that without limiting the generality of the duty of subsection 1, the persons on whom subsection 1 imposes an obligation to take reasonable measures include an owner or successor in title of land or premises, a person in control of land or premises, or a person who has a right to use the land or premises on which or in which should be subject to direction. Such an amendment will make it clear that the new owner or person in control of the land may be directed in terms of Section 28. Clause 12B limits the persons referred to in Section 28(2). Although Section 28(2) can credibly be interpreted to include a person in control of or a successor entitled to land, because of its open-ended wording, such an interpretation involves a convoluted need to interpret the section. It would, however, be advisable to include the owner or person in control of the land envisaged in Section 28. Similarly, Section 30 and 30A should be amended to also allow for the new owner or person in control of the land to be responsible persons who may be directed. It is submitted that Sections 28, 30, and 30A are reconsidered and redrafted. Point 20, Clause 12B, Section 28 of NEMA. The proposed amendment is supported. The current provision of a directive, thus rendering this enforcement instrument less effective. It is also difficult to determine who affected persons are. Section 28(2) in its current form introduces an unnecessary step which renders law enforcement ineffective. There is no similar provision in respect of a compliance notice in Section 31L of NEMA, which is a similar enforcement instrument. The proposed deletion of the words after having given adequate opportunity to affected persons to inform him or her of their relevant interests is therefore supported. Clause 4.21. Clause 15, Section 31BB of NEMA. It is crucial that the designation must be in writing and must be consistent with the Constitution. If not, such a designation may be considered to constitute an unfunded mandate. It is submitted that the words in writing be inserted on page 14, line 33, after the words organs of state. Point 22, clause 20, section 31G of NEMA. Section 31G2 should also include references to or a municipal manager of a municipality and mineral and petroleum resource inspector. The proposed amendment is partially supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders, in that Section 31G2 should include reference to mineral and petroleum resource inspector, but not municipal manager of a municipality. Point 23, clauses 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and 27. It is submitted that sections 31H, 4 and 5, section 31I, 2, and 3, section 31J, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7, section 31K, 2, and 4, and 7, section 31L, 3, 31O, 1 of NEMA be amended to refer to environmental, mineral, and petroleum inspectors. The proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 24, clause 25, section 31L, 4 and 5 of NEMA. It is submitted that sections 31L, 4 and 5 be amended to include the minister responsible for mineral resources, minister responsible for water resources, and municipal council. The proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 25. Section 31N of NEMA. It is submitted that Section 31N be amended to include references to environmental, mineral, and petroleum inspector and minister responsible for mineral resources, minister responsible for water resources, and municipal council. The proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 26, clause 27, section 3102 of NEMA. It is submitted that section 3102 be amended to include reference to minister responsible for mineral resources. The proposed amendment, supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 27, clause 30, section 34E of NEMA, 27.1. It is submitted that sections 34C, 31D, S31E and S31F1 be amended to include provincial act that substantially deals with environmental management. Proposed amendment supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. 27.2. It is not clear why the word why the must was changed to may when it comes to the placement of live specimen in a suitable institution. It is also not clear why live specimens are being disposed of in terms of Section 30 of the Criminal Procedure Act, which refers only to articles. It is further not clear whether international best practice was consulted when drafting these provisions. It is submitted that these provisions, in the case of specimen, especially live specimen, should be reconsidered. 2.28, clause 34, amendment of section 43(7) of NEMA. The proposed deletion of the word directive is supported for the following reasons. Point one, an automatic suspension of a directive on the lodgement of an appeal significantly reduces the effectiveness of a directive and may allow pollution and or degradation of the environment to continue unabated whilst the procedure in section 43(9) is underway. It is submitted that section 43(10) adequately ensures just administrative action in respect of persons lodging an appeal in respect to directives received. Point two, the operation of this provision is open to abuse by persons appealing merely to delay the process of enforcement or to complete their illegal activity. Point 29, clause 35, section 49A1P of NEMA. It must be clear that the instruction should be issued in respect of the powers of environmental management inspectors to, or clearly linked to the exercising of those powers. It is submitted that the word request in section 31(I)(2), 5A and 5B and section 31(P) be substituted with the word instruction. The proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 30. Clauses 34(B), amendment of section 43(8) and additional new proposed amendments of section 43 of NEMA. Insofar as appeals of directives issued by the municipal manager or his delegate are concerned, the proposed amendment to section 43(8) only contemplates appeals to the municipal council and not to the other municipal appeal authorities identified in 1C. It is submitted that reference to the executive mayor or executive committee should be included in the case of such appeals. The National Department has noted the aforementioned submission and has commented on the as follows. Noted, need to explore the proper appeal authorities for actions of the municipal manager regarding the provisions of the Municipal Systems Act as well as the merit of other appeal authorities. The view that the appeal process to be followed by an appeal to the Municipal Council must be in terms of the NEMA appeal regulation is supported and the following is therefore submitted in terms of section 43 of NEMA. 4. An appeal under subsection 1, 1A, 1C or 2 must be dealt with in the manner prescribed upon payment of the prescribed fee. The minister or an MEC or an executive committee, executive mayor or municipal council, as the case may be, may consider and decide an appeal or appoint an appeal panel to consider and advise the minister or MEC, or an executive committee, executive mayor, or municipal council on the appeal. Point six, the minister or an MEC or an executive committee, executive mayor, or municipal council, as the case may be, may, after considering such an appeal, confirm, set aside, or vary the decision, provision, condition, or directive, or make any other appropriate decision, including a decision that the prescribed fee be based by the appellant or any part thereof be refunded. Point 31. Proposed new clause to deal with appeals against directives issued in terms of NEMA. Municipalities are empowered to issue directives. This constitutes administrative action. Provision should therefore be made for an appeal against such a decision on the appropriate, to the appropriate organ of state. It is submitted that provision should be made that the Municipal Council may decide an appeal in terms of Section 43(1) to 6 of NEMA where appropriate the National Department responded to this written submission that this is already provided for in clause 34 of the amendment bill, which adds municipal council as an appeals authority for section 28 directives issued by the municipal manager. This does, however, not clarify whether an appeal to the municipal council should be made in terms of section 62 of the Municipal Systems Act of 2000, Act 32 of 2000, or in terms of the national appeal regulations promulgated in terms of NEMA. The view that the appeal process to be followed for an appeal to the municipal council for a decision made in terms of NEMA or CEMA must be in terms of the NEMA National Appeals Regulation is supported. In addition to the amendments of section 43 of NEMA as proposed in paragraph 27 above, the following further amendments to section 43 of NEMA are therefore submitted. Point 4, an appeal under subsection 1, 1A, 1C, 2 or 8 must be dealt with in the manner prescribed upon payment of a prescribed fee. Point 5, the minister or an MEC or municipal council, as the case may be, may consider and decide an appeal or appoint an appeal panel to consider and advise the minister or MEC or municipal council on the appeal. The minister or an MEC may, or municipal council, as the case may be, may, after considering such an appeal, confirm, set aside, or vary the decision, provision, condition, or directive, or make any other appropriate decision, including a decision that the prescribed fee be paid by the appellant, or any part thereof be refunded. Point 12. No appeal in respect of a decision taken in terms of or pursuant to this Act or any of the specific Environmental Management Acts may be lodged in terms of Section 62 of the Municipal Systems Act 2000, Act 32 of 2000. A consequential amendment will be required to the National Appeals Regulations, GNR 993 of 8 December 2014, to enable the appeals provisions of NEMA for use by municipalities. Point 32, Clause 35, Amendment of Section 49A1P of NEMA. The rationale for the amendment as per the memorandum of the objects of the bill is noted. It is submitted that on the same basis the word request in section 31I2, 5A, 5B and section 31P must likewise be substituted with the word instruction. It needs to be clarified that the instruction should be issued in respect of the powers of environmental management inspectors or clearly linked to the exercising of those powers. Proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 33. Clause 41, Section 1 of the National Environmental Management Biodiversity Act of 2004, Act 10 of 2004, NEMBA. The explanation provided by the National Department to written input received from stakeholders clarified the wording of the definition of control. Based on the explanations given, it is proposed that the definition be further amended by adding the words planned and over time to the definition. The reference to or the whole of the Republic is adequately explained and should be retained. It is therefore proposed that the definition in the amendment bill should read as follows. Control in relation to an alien or invasive species means to combat or eradicate an alien invasive species, between brackets, the systematic planned destruction over time of all specimens of invasive species from within a specified area of or the whole of the Republic, or where such eradication, systematic destruction is not possible, to prevent, as far as may be practicable, the recurrence, re-establishment, regrowth, multiplication, propagation, regeneration, or spreading of an alien or invasive species. Point 34, clause 49b, section 99(2) of NEMBA. This clause amends the introductory paragraph of section 99(2) of NEMBA. In its current form, the clause requires that MEC for Environmental Affairs must, inter alia, consult all cabinet members whose areas of responsibility may be affected by the exercise of a power in terms of the Principal Act. It is submitted that the MEC would be exercising his or her power at a provincial level. It is therefore not clear why the MEC must rather consult cabinet members whose areas of responsibility may be affected by the exercise of the power. It is admitted that the MEC should consult the members of the Provincial Executive Council whose areas of responsibility may be affected by the exercise of the power. The National Department supported the comment and proposed the following. A, retain the original text of subsection 2 as reflected below that will apply to the Minister, and B, insert new text as subsection 2A as reflected below that will apply to the MEC. The National Department indicated that the comment is valid and to create different circumstances that will apply differently to the Minister and the MEC within the same subsection may become confusing and difficult to interpret. The specific wording proposed by the National Department to address this is also supported. It is therefore submitted that section 99 be amended by the insertion after subsection 2 of the following subsection. 2A. The MEC must, in terms of subsection 1A, consult all members of the Provincial Executive Council and organs of state whose areas of responsibility may be affected by the exercise of the power in the province. B, in accordance with the principles of cooperative governance set out in Chapter 3 of the Constitution, consult the Minister, and C, allow public participation in the process in accordance with Section 100. Point 35, proposed amendment, Section 12A and Section 22 of the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act 2004, Act 39 of 2004, NEM AQUA. The use of norms and standards provide much needed flexibility in the application of environmental assessment processes, i.e. adherence to a standard replaces the need to apply for an environmental authorization. To ensure that norms and standards developed in terms of Section 2410 of NEMA can also apply in instances where such a norm or standard is related to a listed activity or sector involving an air quality activity, it is proposed that NEMAQUA is amended to allow for the development of such norms and standards consistent with Section 2410 of NEMA. It is proposed that in order to enable the application of norms and standards for activities requiring atmospheric emissions licenses without having to formally apply for an atmospheric emissions license, a further section should be inserted, Section 12A, and that Section 22 of NEMAQUA is amended. It is submitted that Section 12A is inserted to read as follows. Part 4. Norms and standards for air quality activities. Section 12A, norms and standards for air quality activities. Point 1. The Minister may, by notice in the Gazette, set national norms and standards for activities listed in terms of Section 21. Point 2. Before publishing a notice in terms of subsection 1, or any other amendment to the notice, the minister must follow a consultative process in accordance with sections 56 and 57. It is further submitted that section 22 of NAMQUA be amended as follows. Section 22, consequences of listing. No person may, without a provisional atmospheric emissions license or an atmospheric emission license, conduct an activity A, listed on the national list anywhere in the Republic, or B, listed on the list of applicable in a province anywhere in that province, unless it is done in terms of an applicable norm or standard contemplated in section 12A. Point 36, clause 51, section 13 of NAMQUA. The proposed amendment substantially takes away from the requirement under NAMQUA that the minister must establish the advisory committee. The intention of NAMQUA was clearly that it would be imperative for the minister to receive vital technical inputs into complicated and complex issues. The fact that the minister is now in this clause given the discretion to establish the committee instead of being obliged to do so may create a situation where no committee is established and vital capacity would consequently not be established. It is submitted that the word must be retained on page 27, line 20. Point 37. Clause 52, section 22A, 4B of NAMQUA. It is proposed, in the proposed new section 24A, 4B, the words "or found not guilty after prosecution" is tautologous. It is submitted that the words "or found not guilty after prosecution" on page 28, lines 23 and 24 of the amended bill are deleted. The proposed amendment is supported by the National Department in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders. Point 38, clause 53A, section 36(2A) of NAMQUA. The clause provides that a provisional organ of state, provincial organ of state, must be regarded as the licensing authority if a listed activity falls within the boundaries of more than one metropolitan municipality, or within the boundaries of more than one district municipality, and the relevant municipalities agreed thereto in writing. It is not clear from the clause in its current form who the licensing authority will be if agreement cannot be reached between the relevant municipalities. It is submitted that a provincial organ of state should be the default licensing authority in the circumstances described in this clause, and that the requirement of agreement on page 28, lines 49 and 50 be deleted. Such an amendment will align the clause with section 36(5)(b) of NAMQUA, i.e. where the minister is regarded as the competent authority without the need for agreement from provinces. The National Department, in its response to the Committee on Written Input received from stakeholders, indicated that the proposal under these stated circumstances is acceptable. Where a listed activity falls within the boundaries of more than one district, municipality, metropolitan municipality, and where the minister is not the licensing authority, the provincial organ of state should automatically assume the responsibility of the licensing authority without the requirement for the affected municipalities to give consent in writing. Point 39, clause 35 or 53C, sections 36(5) and 36(8) of NAMQUA. It is submitted that section 36(5)(c) of NAMQUA be deleted. This will allow district and metropolitan municipalities to be the licensing authorities even for matters of national priority, but still allow the minister and licensing authority to reach an agreement based on the facts of a specific application for the minister to become the licensing authority, as opposed to a blanket assumption that district and metropolitan municipalities cannot adequately deal with such applications. Section 36(5)(c) of the Act constitutes an unconstitutional limitation of the powers and functions of municipalities. Even though national and provincial legislation may regulate the exercise by municipalities of their executive authority in respect of the functional competence of air pollution, the national and provincial spheres of government cannot, by legislation themselves, exercise municipal executive authority. Reference is made to Section 1561A of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1996, the Constitution, read together with Section 1557, as well as the Constitutional Court judgment in City of Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality versus Gauteng Development Tribunal and others in 2010, ZACC 11, in brackets the judgment. The functional competence of air pollution is situated in Schedule 4B of the Constitution. In paragraph 59 of the judgment, the Constitutional Court said the following in respect of the matters listed in Schedule 4B of the Constitution. But the national and provincial sphere cannot, by legislation, give themselves the power to exercise executive municipal powers or the right to administer municipal affairs. The mandate of those spheres is ordinarily limited to regulating the exercise of executive municipal powers and the administration of municipal affairs by municipalities. An alternative submission, which is less preferred option, is that Section 36A of the MACWA is expanded to also include subsection 5 and therefore allow for agreements between the minister and MEC or municipalities for matters of national priority, as is proposed in clause 53C of the current version of the bill. Although this is supported as a second option, it must still be pointed out that this is not the preferred option. This is because this second option would be premised on an intrusion into the municipal competence on the functional area of air pollution by agreement depending on the ambit of such an agreement. Clause 53C, which aims to expand the option of a Section 36(8) agreement to subsection 5 as well, however, also needs to be amended, given that the minister should be the licensing authority contemplated in subsection 5. It is submitted that clause 53C should be amended as follows. 8. The minister and licensing authority contemplated in subsections 1, 2, 4, 5 may agree that an application for an atmospheric emissions license with regard to any activity contemplated in section 22 may be dealt with by the minister, MEC, or the relevant licensing authority contemplated in subsections 1 to 2 to 4 and 5. Point 40. Proposed new clause, section 46 of NAMAQUA. An application for a variation of an atmospheric emissions license triggers the need for a basic assessment process in terms of the environmental impact assessment regulations of 2014, with specialist studies required in certain circumstances. The processing of a variation application requires a great deal of engagement, and the process often takes considerable time and effort. It is therefore submitted that the NAMAQUA is amended to require that an application for variation of an atmospheric emissions license must be accompanied by the payment of a processing fee. The National Department supported the recommendation but requested that only Section 46 of NAMAQUA should be amended. Based on the above, the following is submitted. That Section 46(1)(d) of NAMAQUA is amended by the substitution of subsection D for the following subsection D. at the written request of, in brackets, on application by the holder of the license. That section 46(3) of NAMACWA is amended by the substitution of subsection 3 for the following subsection. Number 3. If a licensing authority receives a request, in brackets, an application for the holder of a license in terms of subsection 1D, the licensing authority must require the holder of the license to take appropriate steps to bring the, in brackets, request application to the attention of relevant organs of state, interested person, and the public if, that's section 46 of NAMACWA is amended by, the insertion after subsection 2 of the following subsection. 2A, an application for the variation of provincial atmospheric emissions licenses from the holder of a license contemplated in subsection 1D must be lodged with the licensing authority of the area in which the listed activity is or is to be carried out in the form required by the licensing authority. 2B, an application contemplated in subsection 1D must be accompanied by A, the payment of the prescribed application fee, and B, such documentation and information as may be required by the licensing authority. This insertion may also require the amendment of the regulations prescribing the atmospheric emission license process fee of 2016. Point 41, proposed new clause, section 41 of NAMACWA. Section 41(3) of NAMACWA provides that a provisional atmospheric emission license is valid for a period of 1 year from the date of the commissioning of the listed activity and may be extended for additional 1 year period on good cause shown to the licensing authority. However, section 42(1) of the NAMACWA provides that the holder of a provisional atmospheric emissions license is entitled to an atmospheric emissions license when a facility has been in full compliance with the conditions and requirements of the provincial atmospheric emissions license for a continuous period of at least 6 months. The NAMACWA does not make provision for a further extension of the provisional atmospheric emissions license. It is unclear how the licensing authority should deal with this practical scenario. It is submitted that the licensing authority should be empowered to determine the period of extension of the provisional atmospheric license. This will resolve the practical difficulties faced by licensing authorities. It is submitted that section 41(3) of NAMACWA be amended by the substitution of subsection 3 with the following subsection. 3. A provisional atmospheric emissions license is valid for a period of 1 year from the date of the commissioning of the listed activity and may be extended once for an additional year in brackets or a period as determined by the licensing authority on good cause shown by the licensing authority. Point 42, clause 62, proposed new section 34J(3) of the National Environmental Management Waste Act 2008, Act 59 of 2008, NEMWA. This section states that the minister may appoint a member of the board as acting chairperson if, as this provides a discretion to the minister, it is submitted that on page 33, line 35, the following is inserted as a new provision under 34J, point 4. If the minister does not appoint a chairperson or an acting chairperson, then the board can elect an acting chairperson until the minister appoints a chairperson or acting chairperson. Point 43, clause 64, section 36(5) of NEMWA. It is submitted that clause 64 be amended as follows. an owner of the land that is significantly, in brackets, likely to be contaminated, or a person who undertakes an activity on land that has likely caused the land to be significantly, in brackets, contaminated, must notify the minister and MEC of that contamination or potential contamination as soon as that person becomes aware of that contamination or potential contamination. The National Department, in its response to written comments, agreed that the emphasis on who needs to report on likely contamination must be the same for either user of land or owner of land, and agrees with the text as proposed. Point 44, Clause 65, Sections 37, 1 and 2 of NEMWA. It is submitted that the substitution of the word cause with the word require on page 37, line 37, is supported, as it provides for the further clarity in terms of the powers of the minister or MEC. The inclusion of and submit a site assessment report and a rehabilitation plan on page 37, line 38, is misleading, as it implies that the obligation to submit the report and plan lies with the minister or MEC, which cannot be correct. It is submitted that section 37.1a of NEMWA be amended further to specify the time period within which the site assessment report and remediation plan must be submitted as follows. Cause require a site assessment to be conducted in respect of the relevant investigation area, and that a site assessment report and remediation plan, if applicable, be submitted to the minister or MEC, as the case may be, within a period specified in the notice, which cannot be more than 90 days, or. Point 45, Clause 81, Repeal Schedule 3 of NEMWA. The proposed deletion of Schedule 3 of the NEMWA is supported. However, there is still reference made to Schedule 3, for example, in Section 58J. It is submitted that all consequential amendments are checked and effected. Point 46, Clause 82, Section 12 of the National Environmental Management Act 2008, Act 62 of 2008, NEMAR. It is submitted that there is still a concern regarding the lack of clarity provided by the proposed Clause 82. The National Department's response to this concern indicates that consideration should be given to removing the ambiguity. One of the primary concerns related to the perceived conversion of an environmental management plan or program to an environmental authorization issued in terms of NEMA. In their response, the National Department confirmed that this is not the intention of the clause. However, due to the complex nature of this provision and the potential unintended consequences, the redrafting of this clause should not be undertaken without detailed discussions with the National Department. It is submitted that the clause be remitted back to the National Department for redrafting in consultation with relevant decision-making authorities. The report, as it was submitted, was signed on the 18th September 2020 and submitted to the committee via the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning in the province. Chair, that is the sum total of the proposed amendments as submitted by the Western Cape. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kuoste. Now I will give to the department for the comment. Department, are you in the meeting?
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, and thank you very much for the opportunity. We have a delegation that is in attendance to talk to a few points or areas that Honorable Chair and the members would want us to talk to. Gauta Mokoena from the Department, Chief Director of Chemicals and Waste Policy Monitoring and Evaluation, today also Acting Deputy Director General Chemicals and Waste Management. There is colleagues from the different units that are part of the delegation. Just to mention a few, Mr. Magadin from our Compliance Enforcement Unit, Mr. Arian Ogamp, as well as Advocate Nicolette Vink, as part of the team that is looking at the inputs that we have made so far. You have noticed, Chair, as the inputs from Western Cape were that there were references to the department's responses and indication that there is written submissions that we have made as a department, but we are, however, willing to highlight certain areas as well that we are able to further add on. We'll be guided by yourself, Honourable Chair, in terms of the time, but we can highlight here and there in terms of the areas that were shared, alluded to. We can also project or share on the screen or do a verbal intervention, depending on what will work for the meeting, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ntate Mokoena. I think you can put on the screen so that other members can see when you are responding to those questions or highlighting to the issues that was raised by Western Cape. You are welcome to do that, to put on the screen.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. If we can be allowed or given permission to share.
Ayanda?
Yes, I have given him the co-hosting rights, so he can share the presentation.
Thank you very much, my dear.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. It should be on the screen in a few minutes.
It is on the screen.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. So on the general points that are raised, we are in support to look at the grammatical and editorials that are mentioned in the Western Cape submission. When it comes to the long title, we also in support of certain revisions, for instance, those that relate to 2 and 33 of the long title. Also, when we go to clause 1, the definition of financial provision, we are also in support, and we have identified areas for consequential amendments that needs to be done. For instance, they relate to section 24P, 2, 4, 9, 10, as well as 24 PA 1 and 5. Just to mention a few, also 24P, there is text that is proposed in as far as that revision in line with the agreement that we see being proposed. On clause 1 of NEMA progressive rotation, here The proposal is no amendment required as NEMA is intended to be framework legislation. There are specific environmental management acts that falls under NEMA. So as a framework legislation, we feel it doesn't have to be specific, but rather we leave the details to the specific environmental management acts such as waste as well as air quality. The mechanisms to ensure safeguarding of financial provision, also here, no amendment required. The current financial provision regulations are proposed to be amended to identify the beneficiary of a trust fund, which is set up for sole purpose of reputation of environmental damage. So hence, based on that, we feel no need for revisions. Also in clause one on NEMA definition of mitigate, not supported largely because of the need to avoid and prevent impacts when authorizations for mining are given in line with one environment system provision. So we feel that the current provisions are adequate on the definition to rehabilitate. Also no amendment required, largely because of the already existing regulations and specific environmental management acts that deals with, for instance, this aspect of rehabilitation. On clause one, again, on remediate, we're saying not supported. The amendments required, namely the deletion of proposed definition to remediate. We believe the definition provide the reason why a particular wording or phrasing is there, so it will present more clarity than uncertainty. The latent environmental impact definition, yes, the amendment required to move the definition to Section P to also apply Section 24PA, inclusion of both developed and manifested is a duplication. So there is proposed wording that relates to how this area should be revised to cater for the impacts which are existing and defined but not yet developed, and those that will manifest post closure of a mine. The clause two also supported amendment required. There is proposed text that is that talks to full participation of previously disadvantaged professionals. The specific emphasis on Black professionals as well as Indigenous knowledge practitioners in environmental management sector must be recognized and their participation in the sector be promoted. So we do agree there. And also the need for the definitions such as the Indigenous knowledge practitioner being included. Clause 4C and D, largely we don't feel or see major reason for amendments. There is more to talk to the specific inclusion of reference to Section 24C and B to address specifically the concerns raised, and also the proposed wording to include the Minister of Mineral Resources in line with the one environment system, but also for the 11 competent authority for environment. The issues also responsible are relating to mining as well as minister responsible for mineral resources as it is the national competence. So it's an area that we have looked at. And on clause 4B, we saw no need for amendment, largely because the integrated decision implies that two processes are concluded at the same time. It can only make the process efficient instead of making it longer, because the integration brings the applications process under one straight line for them to be issued almost simultaneously. Clause 5, Section 24G of NEMA supported an amendment required moving the EMPR. The editorials that we alluded to earlier on to say we can agree to those. And also clause 5, Section 24G, no amendments also there. And in some cases, only Section 22A of NEMA process will be triggered, but there could be instances where Section 24G process may also be triggered. So hence, not a major area for amendment. Largely, if the applicant fails to finalize the process, the development will remain illegal. To provide a fixed period, as such as 6 months in an act, will also not be practical. We feel time frames are for regulations rather than for the act itself. Clause 5, 24G, 3, not supported on the amendments. It is deemed necessary, or it is not deemed necessary to expand Section 24G as the current wording of this section is regarded as being wide enough to allow demolition. Hence, no need for expanding it further. Also on clause 5, section 24G1, no amendments required. Section 24G2 provides that the minister or MEC must consider any report or information submitted. So it should be sufficient with minister or MEC considering any information that is submitted. Clause 7, section 24O2 is supported. And the amendment to by replacing State Department with an organ of state is a proposal that we will go for. And there are also other consequential amendments that needed to be done as a result of that agreement. Clause 824P for NEMA. Proposal supported, amendment required to replace is required to with must and add on, which is the language that we saying will be able to consider. For instance, we prescribe the applicant holder, environmental authorization holder, of any holder. My apologies for that, but we really say consequential amendments will be triggered by this revision, which is something that is feasible. For instance, for Minister MEC, in concurrence with the minister, may prescribe instances for which financial provisions may be set aside. Clause 824P NEMA. Not supported and no amendments required. Financial provision is defined in relation to reputation of environmental damage, largely as it is about the cost to the damage to the environment that is caused by any development activity. So hence not supported. Amendment required to replace is required to with must and to add on. The editorials or the grammatical areas that we said is possible for us to support. Clause 8, section 24P of NEMA, not supported, no amendment required. It is not the intention that Section 24P would be subjected to public participation. Review of financial provision is provided for Section 24P, general provision, and 24PA, mining specific provisions. So hence not that supported. Clause 8P is the 24P10 NEMA principle supported amendments as well to be considered. Hence, the financial provision may only be used to trigger financial provision may only be for the purpose of decommissioning, closure, and post-closure as prescribed to ensure mitigation and reduction of adverse environmental impacts, which is provided and may not be used for any other purposes. It is intended for use for that specific purpose for which the financial provisions were made. Otherwise, if it's made broader, it might defeat the purpose or lose the opportunity to use the resources for the provision that was made. Clause 8 and 9, 24P and 24PA NEMA is supported and hence the intention is not to limit it to listed and specific activities. There are amendments required on the definition of financial provisions, which means, for instance, the insurance bank guarantee transfer, as well as cash that applicants for environmental authorization must provide in terms of the act. So there is different forms of provisioning that can be considered. So hence, they need to accommodate those. Also on proposed amendment of Section 28, 30 and 30A of NEMA, the proposal being supported in principle and no amendments are required as the amendment already provides that the Section 28.4 directive can now be served on an owner of land or premises. So it is supported. Clause 12B, Section 28 of NEMA, we have noted the comment here that was raised. Clause 15, 31BB NEMA, not supported and no amendments. It is not necessary to add words in writing as this agreement will in practice take the form of an agreement such as an implementation protocol in terms of the intergovernmental relations framework. So we believe existing intergovernmental measures should be able to kick in rather than prescribing new ones. Section 20, clause 20, section 31G of NEMA, partially supported proposal. Amendment also partially agreed. For instance, section 31G2 should include reference to mineral and petroleum resources inspector because of the one environment system that provides the competent authority status to the mineral resources officials to undertake the work of the inspectorate as a compliance enforcement official, so there is a need for that. It is, however, not supported to include the municipal manager under this section, an area that we feel largely looking at that issue of national competence on mining, hence the agreement for mineral resource inspectors there. Clause 21, 22, 23, 24, 5 and 27, supported amendments required as proposed. Also 25, 31L, 4 and 5, proposals or comments, supported amendments required as proposed. Proposed new clause 26, 31, and NEMA of NEMA is supported. Amendments required. Section 31N should be amended to include reference to environmental mineral and petroleum inspector and also mineral minister responsible for mineral resources, minister responsible for water affairs and municipal council. This is also in recognition of the One Environment System implementation. Clause 27, Section 3102 of NEMA, the comments supported amendment required to minister responsible for mineral resources in addition, also to include minister responsible for water affairs. Clause 30, Section 34C, 31D, 31E, and 31F of NEMA are not supported, no amendments as already at 31D already includes where relevant the necessary reference to provincial act that substantively deals with environmental management. So it is already an issue that has been covered. Also, the issue of a must and a may not supported, no amendments are required as this clause was amended primarily to provide for a level of discretion in terms of the environmental management inspectors to manage the seized live specimen. And also the level of discretion to deal with the specimens and circumstances that are so 4437 and 3549A1P partially supported, no amendments. Section 31L25A5B and Section 31P has been amended to substitute a request with the weight instruction, so is partially supported. When we come to clause 34B, section 438, an additional new proposed amendment of section 43 of NEMA, partially supported to amend 43.5 as proposed. For instance, 5 minister in brackets or and MEC and executive committee, executive mayor or municipal council, as the case may be, may consider, decide an appeal or appoint an appeal panel to consider and advise the minister, MEC, executive committee or council. So it is partially supported. The proposed new clause to deal with appeal against directives issued in terms of NEMA, partially supported, except for proposal to add proposed in respect of decision in terms of pursuant to this act or any specific environment below in terms of section 22 of Municipal Systems Act. So there might be clashes with the Municipal Systems Act there. The National Agriculture Coalition is currently in process of being amended. So what we're not in agreement with is also because it is provided for in other pieces of legislation, which are in some instances currently being revised. Section 41, clause 41, section 1, definition of control number, supported amendment required as proposed. So there is agreement there. I would emphasize clause 49B, 99.2 of NEMBA, supported amendment required as proposed. Um, and also the chapter 3 of the allowance of public participation in the process in accordance with section 100, this is also supported and hence provided for. The new proposed amendment of section 12A and 22 of NEMAQA, not supported, no amendment required. The proposed amendment replaces the requirements for atmospheric emission license, which is used as a command and control in air quality management. So it is something we feel it needs to be kept in text. Furthermore, section 23 of NEMAQA empowers the minister to declare certain activities as control emitters. A license is not required for these activities, so it varies from one activity to another, depending on the declaration and the status in terms of the NEMAQA. Clause 51, section 13, not supported, no amendment required. The amendment provides for flexibility, so hence it is intended for the flexibility which the amendments or revision will take away. So hence not supported. Section 52, clause 52, section 22A, 4B of NEMAQA, supported, amendment required, hence B, the applicant consent is acquitted in respect of the contravention of failure to comply with section 22. Clause 53A, section 36-2A of NEMAQA, supported, amendment required, and is the proposed text in relation to that, largely on the organ of state as the licensing authority if a listed activity falls within the boundaries of more than one metropolitan municipality or within the boundaries of more than one district municipality. At clause 53C, 36-5 and 36-8 of NEMAQA, not supported and no amendments, largely because of national priority projects are responsibility of national governments for which the minister assumes the licensing function. This is largely in terms of the Part D of Schedule 4 of the Constitution. And then the proposed new clause 53A 46 of NEMAQA, supported, amendments required as proposed, and section 46.1B on application by the holder of the license. So hence there will be those revisions also on 2A as indicated, as well as 2B. On the proposed new clause, section 421 of NEMAQA, not supported, no amendments. This proposal will empower the licensing authority to issue a provisional license that can be renewed endlessly. So hence, we prefer certainty and also being definite if in terms of what the start and the end date of a particular approval authorization. Clause 62, proposed new section 34, supported, amendment agreed. Proposed text includes for if the minister does not appoint a chairperson or an acting chairperson, the board may elect an acting chairperson until the minister appoints a chairperson or an acting chairperson. This is to deal with the gap where the board is not enabled to among the board members elect an acting chairperson. So the revision caters for that. Also, clause 63, section 36.5, partially supported amendment, partially agreed to an owner of the land that is likely to be contaminated, or person who undertakes an activity that's caused the land to be contaminated must notify Minister of MEC of the contamination as soon as that becomes that person becomes aware of that contamination. So there is support of that. Law 65, Section 37(1) and 2 of NIMOA, not supported and no amendments, because the 90 days period is seen and not reasonable and not supported by the department. If each piece of land where contamination has occurred is different and depends on the nature of the contamination as well as the extent. So hence, if you confine it to certain timelines, it might present some challenges in terms of dealing with the impact of that contamination. Clause 81 repeals, not supported, no amendments required. Reference to Schedule 3 shouldn't be interpreted as if about including Schedule 3. Yeah, Schedule 3 in the bill is being removed, so there were comments that were suggesting that it is still there, so hence not supported, because there is generally agreement that this Schedule 3 will be removed from the bill. Clause 82, Section 12 of NIMA, the intention is not to provide that environmental management plans or programs are converted to environmental authorization. And that, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, takes us to the end of the Western Cape, the department's responses to the Western Cape inputs. I'm not sure if colleagues would want to make certain interventions, because I'm flighting here, I might not see any, but we can take such interventions as we move along and through your guidance, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, Senator Mokoena. Now I'll give our legal team, if they wanted to say something before I can give the honorable members to say something. Our legal team.
Excuse the chairperson, Mr. Natim Chengman is just attending to an urgent matter in his office. Is off the platform now, so he's not in the meeting. So I can just call him now quickly, 5 minutes, just to ask him to get on the platform and go out again. Thanks, Chair.
And then the state attorney.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Theo Hercules. I'm the state law advisor on the matter. Chair, we are in the process of capturing all the amendments which was presented now by the department, in a draft amendment list for the committee to consider, but amendments as presented now to the committee to get their input as well. So we have started to capture those amendments for the purposes of the committee to consider formally at the next committee meeting, but the department, the parliamentary law advisors, must still provide their input, and the input submitted by the department basically is confirmed by our office in respect of the request made in those amendments for us to consider. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Advocate, now I'm going to give to members. I don't think members will wait for Gatenati, because they are working hand in hand with the state law advisor. So whatever the state law mentioned, I think they are together on the on that. So now I'm going to start with the voting process. We are going to start with the Eastern Cape. Whether they, I think, Mr. Kovas, you must start first, put the first clause on the screen so that when the members, the First Amendment, Kovas?
Chair, I'm listening to you. I'm just quickly trying to get to a point to see if I have got sharing rights. I've got the screen open. I'm just trying to see if I have sharing rights.
Yes, you have.
I do have screen sharing rights, so I have got it open. Chair, I just want to ask on a point of clarity, are we completely restarting the process of voting? Because according to the minutes captured for the 22nd of July, there were a handful of votes that had taken place, but not many. So are we restarting from point one and moving through the mandate afresh today? Then we start at point one that's in front of the committee now.
Okay, thank you very much. Members, you need someone making a noise at the back. I think so. We should, because let me read the mandate, but I will hear from members. Members, should we start that afresh on voting, or we should continue where we left last time?
Chairperson?
Yes, sir. Honorable Matibe?
I'm suggesting we continue where we left off, if it has already been captured in the minutes that indeed voting has taken place. I don't know, all of us might know where they ended. We can start there and then vote moving forward, because I see the mandate and the amendments are quite good.
Okay.
It's a proposal.
Yes. Any second on that for a proposal of Honorable Matibe?
Seconded, Chairperson.
I'm also seconding, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mama and Papa.
Sure, Mama.
Let's continue where we ended last time, Kovas. I hope you know.
Let's say I just want to start a new share for the sake of the committee. Point 7 of the minutes of the 22nd of June captured that there was voting on number 2.1, 2.2, 3.1 and 3.2. Therefore, if the members want to continue from the last vote, then the next point that has not been put before the committee would be 3.3 onwards, Chair. So I'm just going to stop sharing this minute and go back to the mandate.
Okay.
And
so
point...
start with 3.3?
3.3, Chair, was the mechanism to ensure safeguarding for financial provision. That is the proposal where the committee has not done voting, so that is where the committee will have to start, Chair.
Okay. Eastern Cape, 3.3. Ndade Nana, Honorable Nana, or anybody from Eastern Cape?
I'm here, Chair. Eastern Cape support.
Eastern Cape support. Free State. Honorable Ntube, Honorable De Bruyn.
Thank you, Chair. We support.
And then Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
And then in KZN. Mama. KZN. We'll come back to KZN. Limpopo. What's going on now? Limpopo?
I'm trying to unmute. Sorry, Chair. Support.
Support. Okay. And then Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga supports, Chair.
And Northern Cape?
They are boycotting.
Don't do it. Northwest.
In the voting, there is no boycott.
Yeah, no. I don't know what can I say.
They are boycotting those ones. I know them very well.
So are you abstaining, Honorable Mamukausi, or you are...
No, Chairperson. Let them vote.
Okay. So you don't vote, you don't abstain?
No, I think it's abstain. We're just abstain.
Chairperson, we are reserving our vote on this one.
Okay, thank you very much, Austin. Northwest support, Western Cape, they're not on the platform. So how many provinces?
Okay, ZN support, support.
Okay, this one, KZN support, okay. It's only two provinces that the other one abstained, the other one is absent. The next clause, amendment.
Chair, the next clause is the definition of mitigate, the proposed amendments to the definition of mitigate. Clause point four.
Honorable Nana.
Eastern Cape support, Chairperson.
Free State. Honorable De Bruyne. Honorable Ntube, Honorable De Bruyne.
Thank you, Chair. We support.
KZN. Babu Ikotil. Gauteng.
Support.
Limpopo?
Support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape?
We're reserving our vote.
Northwest? In this one, Northwest, we are abstaining. Western Cape, they are not on the platform. KZN, let me go back to you.
KZN abstain.
Okay. How many provinces that we supported? Eastern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, Gauteng, and Mpumalanga. Five provinces at least supported. The next... Clause?
Check clause five is definition of rehabilitate. The Western Cape proposal on that definition is clause five, is point five to consider.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports, Chairperson.
Free State?
Free State supports. Thank you, Jefferson.
KZN? Limpopo? I mean, Limpopo? Tade Matibe? Silence? Limpopo?
Abstain.
Abstain? Gauteng?
Not support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga support, Chair.
Northern Cape?
We're reserving our vote.
Northwest, not support. Western Cape, they are not on platform. Umambibi?
Not support, Tendosam.
Okay. How many from that they supported? Three.
Yeah, there were three supports, yes, Chair.
It's only three. Members, please mute. I will call you by name. Sue are talking at the back. You must mute your mic so that everybody can hear what we are saying in the meeting. Right. The next clause.
The next clause is point six, looking at the definition of remediate.
Point six, Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape.
Can Koba state again, Chairperson?
Clause six, or point six is the proposal to amend clause one, definition of remediate.
I will abstain, Chair.
Free State.
No support, thank you, Chief.
How King KZN?
KZN abstain.
Gauteng?
Abstain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest? Not supporting. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces, Kuba?
Yeah, that was supported. Only one province supporting, Chair.
It falls off. The next clause?
Point seven from Western Cape mandate is a proposal to amend clause one, the definition of latent environmental impacts.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State?
We support, thanks, Chair.
Sir, come again.
Support.
Gauteng?
Support.
KZN?
Support. Oh. Support, Mama.
Limpopo?
Support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga supports, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain.
Northwest? Support. Western Cape, they are not on platform. Next clause. Oh, how many provinces?
Chair, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 provinces in support of point seven. So that proposal is supported. Point 8 on the proposed list is the amendment of Clause 2 of Section 2 of NEMA.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Support.
Free State?
Support, thank you.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal? Gauteng?
Support.
Limpopo?
Support.
Mpumalanga?
Support, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape,
KwaZulu-Natal, umbizanga sikhali.
Oh, KwaZulu-Natal.
Yena support Thando.
Oh, you're supporting. Okay. How many provinces supported?
If there is 6 provinces in support of proposal number 8.8.
Six provinces supported. Okay. It's supported. The next clause.
Clause 9 of the mandate is that the proposal of amendment of clause 4C and D, the introduction of a new proposed section 24C, 2B, and 24C3.
New proposed? Say it again, Kubas.
So it's the proposal looks at clause 4C and D, which is the proposed amendment of a new section 24C2B and 24C3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ethan Gate?
Ukoba 7 answered your question fully, Chairperson.
Oh, Ukoba, say it loudly so that honorable members, when they support or they don't support, they must know what.
Okay, this is a clause that was read out. The only thing I can do is to read it again, Chair, if people want clarity on what is in it, because members,
members, don't we have any mandate in front of you? Because for us to go back and reading. Members?
We do have, Chair. But the point I was making, you asked a question and it did not respond to your question fully. If you can ask the question again.
I was saying because you were saying it's the new amendment of the clause C. King C and D. What did you say, amendment on clause, the new amendment? Clovis?
Yes, the heading, what I did was read the heading. The content I am not totally familiar with, so I can't in a sentence summarize what the proposal is, but it is the Western Cape has proposed a alteration of clause 4C and D, which is the department's proposed new section 24C2B and 24C3. There is, from the Western Cape side, input on thus that proposed amendment in the bill. It is a lengthy argument that they present. So short of reading it again, I'm not sure how to best clarify the question that you might have on it.
Okay, no, I get your point. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State?
Free State supports, thank you, Chair.
KZN? Limpopo?
Abstain.
Gauteng?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Reserve our vote, Chair.
Northwest, not support. West, they are not on platform. Mandibi, are you there?
Oh, yes, yes, Mama. Don't support.
Don't support. How many provinces supported?
There's only two provinces in support, Chair. The proposal is not carried.
Okay. Next amendment.
The next point 10 proposed amendment is looking at clause 4D, which is a proposed new section of 24C13.
Okay, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State.
Free State supports.
KZN.
Abstain.
Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest. Abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. Any province, did I call all the provinces? Yes. How many provinces?
All provinces called, Chair, only two support. The proposal is not carried, Chair.
Okay. Next, clause.
The point 11 proposed by the Western Cape is looking at clause 5, section 24G of NEMA, which is proposed new proposed sections 24G1C2, double A, G, double D, and 24G1C2, points double A, G, double E.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State?
Free State supports.
KwaZulu-Natal?
Abstain, Chairperson.
Gauteng?
Support.
Mpumalanga? Limpopo.
Abstain.
Limpopo, Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest? Not supporting. Western Cape, they're not on platform. How many provinces? Three.
Three supports. The proposal is not carried, Chair.
Next, mandate.
The next proposal contains a couple of sub-items that will have to be voted on. Point 12 itself looks at Clause 5G, Section 24. Then 12.1, as submitted, that only an application in terms of Section 22A of NEMAQA is required, and if unlawful commencement relates to an air emissions facility, this is proposed to prevent a duplication of the approvals that are required and the subsequent issuing of duplicate fines for an emissions air quality. So that was a point proposed by itself in 12.1. So the way the voting would normally go with USCA, we would then have to vote on 12.1 and 12.2 separately. So that is the first section of 12. 12.1 is looking at section 22A of NEMAQA from the Western Cape, Chair.
Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State?
Free State supports.
KwaZulu-Natal?
Abstain.
KwaGauteng?
Abstain.
KwaLimpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces?
Who supports, Chair, that the proposal is not carried? Then
the next
point 12.2 was submitted that a provision should be included to provide for the closure and lapsing of a Section 24G application as a result of the application's failure to submit outstanding information required to process the application. The 12.2 basically submitted a Western Cape proposal for a relook at this point. Chair, I can have the bottom of it on screen there for members that don't have the mandate in front of them. But basically, it is a submission that Section 24G must be amended by a insertion that was proposed by the Western Cape, and it is on screen at the bottom of the screen.
Okay, thank you very much. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State?
Free State supports.
Free State? Support. KwaZulu-Natal?
Don't support.
Gauteng?
Support.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest? Not support. Western Cape, they are not on platform. Next item, Tlos.
Point 12.3, which is the final of the point 12 from Western Cape, they submitted that section 24G3 of NEMA must be expanded to include paragraph C that is in front of the committee at the bottom of 12.3. So there's a new proposed paragraph C.
New, okay. Eastern Cape, Eastern Cape.
Support, sir.
Free State.
Free State supports, Chair.
KZN?
KZN don't support, sir. Don't support, Chairperson.
Gauteng. Gauteng.
Support.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, don't support. Western Cape, they are not on platform. Only three provinces. Falls off. Next, Tlos.
Point 13 submitted by the Western Cape is focused on Clause 5, Section 24G1. There's only one point to vote on 13.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Abstain.
Free State?
Free State support.
KwaZulu-Natal?
Don't support, sir. I will say.
Gauteng?
Gauteng. Sustain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain.
Northwest abstain, and then Western Cape, they are not on platform.
Check, how many quickly, check, can I just quickly double check? I didn't get EC. I thought I heard abstain. Was I correct? Did EC abstain from this one?
Yes.
Correct, Kobas.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the double check. Then it's only one province in support, Chair.
Okay. Next clause.
Clause of point 14 submitted by the Western Cape looks at clause 7, section 2402, and makes proposals there.
Okay, Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Free State.
Free State support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
Don't support Chairperson.
Gauteng Maboneng.
Support.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest abstain, Western Cape they're not on platform. How many provinces voted
three
for?
Support, three support the chair.
Next clause.
Point 15 proposed by the Western Cape has got four subsections. All look at clause 8, section 24P of NEMA. The first subsection that needs to be voted on is that it is submitted that the clause must be redrafted to read as follows, and it proposes a new clause for page 10, line 25.
Okay, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State.
Free State supports.
KwaZulu-Natal.
Don't support Chairperson.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces? Two, three.
Three supports, Chair. Point 15.2 is the proposal that new section 24P must be further amended to provide more broadly financial provision rather than financial provision only in relation to remediation of environmental damage. That's 15.2.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, Seka.
Eastern Cape. Is it Mandibi or Eastern Cape?
We support you. Okay. I was trying to impersonate Mama Bibi.
I thought it's Mom Bibi. That's why I was saying, is it Eastern Cape? Free State.
Free State support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
Don't support.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Popo.
Abstain.
Why we're not a big up with Mokalun? Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, Khaya Mohail. Not support. Western Cape, they're not on platform. How many provinces?
Two in support, Chair. Not carried. 15.3. The expression post-closure in Clause 8 is not defined in NEMA, and Western Cape proposes a solution or a alternative approach to this.
Eastern Cape?
Excellent idea. We support you.
Free State?
Free State supports. Thank you, Chair.
KwaZulu-Natal?
Don't support, Chairperson.
Gauteng?
Not support.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they're not on platform. Two province falls off. Next clause?
The last under point 15, clause 8 in the new proposed section 24P. Four further refers to a holder of an environmental authorization, holder of an old order right, and then a proposal related to the Western Cape's position there, Chair.
Eastern Cape?
Support.
Free State.
The support.
KwaZulu-Natala.
Don't support Chepesi.
High State. Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape. Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest. Abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces supported?
Two supporting, Chair.
Close off. Next, clause.
The next point is point 16, looking at clause 8, section 24P8 of the bill.
Free State, Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape. Free State.
Free State supports.
KwaZulu-Natala.
Don't support KPC.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Gauteng.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain.
Northwest, abstain. Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape, are you still on the platform?
He says he was kicked out of the system.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, Bo. Guys, I have another meeting that I have to check and open here. Another next clause.
If point 17 looks at clause 8, section 24P10, and specifically the word shall.
The word shall.
If there's a proposal for the replacement of the word shall with must in that section.
Okay. Eastern Cape, they're not in platform, or they're back? Free State. Free State.
Free State support.
I'm back, Chairperson.
Eastern Cape.
All right, so I've got kicked out, Chairperson. I missed out on it's clause 8, section 24P, subsection 10, quobas.
That's correct, Honourable Nana. We are voting on the proposal to replace the word shall with must in that section of the bill.
Eastern Cape supports.
KwaZulu-Natala.
Don't support.
Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Chairperson, we are abstaining. Honorable Nana must not say he got kicked out. He must say he's boycotting.
Northwest and
Northwest. Sorry, I missed that, sir. I'm afraid he got kicked out.
You must say you are boycotting.
Northwest, not supporting, and then Western Cape, they're not on platform. Next, clause.
Point 8.
Honorable Macau, sir, I will stop giving you cold drink when you walk past my house when you are doing your gyms on a daily basis.
I apologize.
Next clause.
Okay. Clauses 8 and 9 of section 24P and 24PA of NEMA is the focus of proposal number 18 of the Western Cape, Chair.
Eastern Cape.
Is it Eastern Cape supports, Chair?
Free State.
Three State supports.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal.
Don't support Chairperson.
Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstaining. Western Cape, they are not on platforms. Next, plus.
Chair, the point 19 proposed by the Western Cape is looking at the proposed amendment of section 28, 30 and 30A of NEMA.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State.
Free State supports.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal.
Abstain, Chairperson.
Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they're not on platform. Next, plus, how many provinces supported?
Two, Chair. We've got only two supports in for plus. Proposal 19.
Next, plus.
Point 20 from the Western Cape mandate looks at clause 12B, section 28 of NEMA in the bill.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports. Supports.
Free State.
The support.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal.
Abstain.
Gauteng.
Support.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces?
Three supporting, Chair. That clause is not supported.
Next clause.
Next up for that clause, or point 21, focuses on clause 15, section 31BB of NEMA.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Every State.
Free State supports.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal.
Don't support Chairperson.
Gauteng Maboneng.
Sustain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces?
Two supporting that proposal, Chair.
Next one.
Point 22 from the Western Cape looks at clause 20, section 31G of NEMA.
Eastern Cape.
Supports.
Free State.
Supports.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal.
Abstain, Chairperson.
Gauteng Maboneng.
Support.
Mpumalanga, Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces?
Three in support of that proposal, Chair.
It falls off. Next.
Point 23 from the Western Cape mandate looks at clauses 21, 22, 23, 24, and 27 of the bill, Chair.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State.
Free State supports.
State support. Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest. Abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform.
KwaZulu Natal. Abstain.
Okay.
Oh, KZN. Abstain. Okay.
Yes.
How many provinces?
Two in support of that one, Chair. It's not voted in. Point 24 proposes a change to clause 25 that amends section 31L 4 and 5 of NEMA.
Okay. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape supports.
Free State.
Free State supports.
Gauteng.
Not support.
KwaZulu Natal.
Abstain, Chairperson.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair.
Northern, Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces?
Two provinces in support, Chair.
Next, clause.
Point 25 from the Western Cape mandate looks at section 31N of NEMA with a proposed amendment.
Okay. First, Eastern Cape.
That amendment makes absolute sense, Chairperson. We support.
Hey, why no idea? Free State?
Free State supports.
KwaZulu Natal?
He wants to lobby us. Lutho, okay. Abstain.
Gauteng?
Not support.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Limpumalanga?
Not support, Chair.
Northern Cape.
We abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces?
Two provinces in support, Chair.
Chairperson, it would seem Honorable Nyambe has been abstaining for all this time. All of a sudden, he's now not supporting. Probably he has gone to refresh his mandate.
Yeah, no, we had to, it's our mandate from our provinces. The next clause?
Chair, the next proposed amendment is point 26, looking at clause 27, section 3502 of NEMA, with a submitted amendment there, Chair.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KwaZulu Natal.
Don't support, Chairperson.
Limpopo.
Abstain.
Mpumalanga.
Support, Chair.
Northern Cape.
Abstain, Chair. I see Honorable Nyambi has been intimidated by the Cape now.
not support.
Hey, Makauza, you like factories. This is not factional.
He
has been intimidated.
Next clause.
The next proposed point from Western Cape carries 2 points that needs to be voted on separately. Both look at clause 30. Section 34E of NEMA. The first point 24, 27.1 wants to have the term provincial act that substantially deals with environmental management included in the relevant sections there. So that is the first point being voted on in 27.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Abstain.
Yo, Free State?
I support.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal?
Also me and don't support.
Outing?
Sustain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. One province.
Chair, can I just double-check my notes here? Free State vote, was it a support? Because I've got abstain, and I think that's a mistake.
No, Free State are support.
Support, thanks, Chair. Thought I made a mistake there. The next point, 27.2, is a referral to the changing of the term must to may and the proposal to revert that in that relevant section. It's 27.2 that the committee must vote on.
Okay. Northern Cape? Northern Cape? Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Eastern Cape.
Abstain.
Free State.
Free State support.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal.
Not supporting, Chairperson.
Gauteng.
Abstain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Go abstain, Chair.
Oh, Northwest abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. Next, clause.
The next point, 28 from the Western Cape, is focusing on clause 34, amendment of section 43.7 of NEMA, Chair.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape support.
Free State?
Free State support.
KwaZulu-KwaNatal?
Abstain.
Gauteng?
Abstain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Where I am? Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Did I call Mpumalanga? Somebody is intimidating me.
Yeah, Mpumalanga was called.
Okay. Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. And next clause?
The next proposal is point 29, clause 35, that amends section 49AP of NEMA.
Okay. Eastern Cape?
Chairperson. Some of these proposals from the Western Cape are solid. We support that.
Are you loving us? Free State?
Free State support.
KZN?
No ways. Not support.
Not support. Gauteng?
Abstain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Mpumalanga? Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga? Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest abstain, Western Cape, they're not on platform. Mpumalanga is still on the platform? How many provinces? It seems Mpumalanga, they are not in the meeting. How many provinces do you support that?
Two in support of that proposal, Chair.
Okay. Next, clause.
Point, city proposed by the Western Cape, although Long is only one point. Yes. It looks at clause 34B, the amendment of section 43(8). And additional new proposed amendments of section 43 of NEMA.
Okay. Let's start again Eastern Cape. Baba Nana. Honorable Nana.
Jefferson, I got kicked out again.
Okay.
Have we started voting?
Yes, we are voting.
Eastern Cape supports.
What are you supporting? Free State?
The Free State supports.
Gauteng, KwaZulu, KwaNatal?
Abstain.
Gauteng?
Excuse me.
Gauteng?
Abstain.
Limpopo?
Limpopo, abstain.
Mpumalanga?
Abstain, Chair.
Northern Cape?
Abstain, Chair.
Northwest, abstain. Western Cape, they are not on platform. How many provinces did you support it?
Three in support, Chair.
It falls off. Next province, clause.
Point 31 in the mandate.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Matibe.
I was just checking whether that other meeting that we are supposed to attend to at 2 o'clock is still standing. If
yes.
It is standing, and I look at the pace, I don't know as whether by that time we'll be have gone to lunch or any break of some sort. I don't know. I'm just thinking aloud.
How many clauses that we are remaining with?
Chair, we've got from 31 to 46 left. So it's still a good 15 votes to go 15. Before 15 years.
15.
Yes, from 31 to 46, we still have to go.
Sure. Members, what are you saying?
Chair, Gwena.
Okay.
Chairperson.
Ma'am,
Gauteng. For the sake of progress, because I believe that the committee is also on oversight, can I propose that we pause and then reconvene at a later stage, at a proper and convenient time where the vote will be passed? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. The later stage, what do you mean? You mean the next meeting?
Yeah, because obviously you won't be done by 2 unless these votes are going to be clustered, which is not possible because each vote needs to carry their own vote. Each clause needs to carry their own vote.
Okay. Any seconder? You are seconding, Honorable...
No, I'm seconding Honorable Mukaus.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable members,
I think we can adjourn our meeting because of time, and then we will continue with our meeting in the next meeting, which is next Tuesday. I request all provinces that are in the meeting, please make sure that you attend, because this is very serious. We need to finalize this NMLA. It means we are remaining with 15 votes and other matters of the NMLA. So Gauteng and other provinces that you are in the meeting, please can you join us next week. This meeting is officially adjourned. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much.